Play Like a Riot Girl is a lineup of music workshops, talks and live performances headlined by Soak. It takes place this Sunday as part of the Dublin Fringe Festival, inspired by the Riot Girl movement, a music movement of the early 90s, and it aims to shatter every bit of glass, the glass ceiling. With me in studio, Rossella Bottone, who's part of this event, and also Bridie Mons Watson, known better to all of us as Soak. And Soak is going to start with the song Everybody Loves You. Everybody Loves You, performed for us live on Arena on this Friday evening by Soak and Bridie Mons Watson. Bridie with us in studio alongside Rossella Bottone, and they're here to talk about Play Like a Riot Girl, an event at the Dublin Fringe Festival happening this Sunday. I'll start with you, Rossella, in fact. The Riot Girl movement, just put that in context for us, why that has inspired what you're doing on Sunday.
Well, that is a movement that started at the beginning of the 90s in the US, and it's still really relevant because it combined feminism and a punk attitude, and it had a focus on empowering young women and encourage women, young girls, young women to take space, to reclaim their space, especially it started as like in the context of the punk rock scene, music scene.
What kind of bands are we talking about? Who are we talking about when we talk about the Riot Girl?
Well, the main name would be Bikini Kill, which is the band that was started by Kathleen Hanna, which is the main name of the whole movement. And then we have Bratmobile as well, and other names that maybe are not that memorable, but they created, like, they expanded the movement way more than, you know, it started in the Washington DC in the Olympia, and then it became relevant for the whole world because it was very easy for young girls to identify with what they were saying. For example, a kind of well-known expression, girls to the front, that's what Kathleen Hanna would say at every gig to make sure that girls wouldn't stay at the back of the room outnumbered by tall, drunk guys, but they could at least see the stage and enjoy the gig. And this is still relevant. This is, you know, there's an imbalance at gigs or in general in the music or in society that needs to be addressed. And I think this was a really important movement with a really positive approach that it's still inspiring us now.
Well, we know for certain, Bridie, that you weren't listening to anything in the 1990s. When did you come across the music that we might refer to as part of the Riot Girl movement? When did that start to seep into your consciousness?
Probably the first time I remember learning about the Riot Girl movement was probably through bands like Tegan and Sarah, which were my introduction to women in music, really, when I was 14 or so. And that led me on to learn about people like J.D. Simpson and Bikini Kill, Cedar Kenny, bands like that, and inspired me to be more of a louder girl, I guess.
Because would you say that previous to even listening to music like that and hearing and having role models like that, the encouragement might be to be a nice quiet girl, please? was that what you... Did you get a sense that that's what you've been told within the music industry at any rate?
I think for a long time, my impression growing up enjoying music was that it was a very male world and it was about boy bands. And I didn't see much female representation as a kid until I was a bit older and I kind of seeked it out myself. And I guess once I kind of learnt about that world and learnt about all these people that had paved the way for other females in music, I was kind of a bit obsessed with that whole world then.
And I guess it's fair to say Riot Girl, we're talking about, and we're giving us girl power way before the Spice Girls ever mentioned it.
Or
they thought of girl power, perhaps, even.
Yes, definitely with a deeper meaning as well. I mean, we're not talking about Spice Girls.
You're talking about something. And what is the Girls Rock Dublin? That's a movement you're involved in as well, Rossella?
Yes, so Girls Rock Dublin is an organization run by volunteers that I founded 3 years ago. Mm. We run summer camps, events, and workshops that aim to grow girls' self-esteem through music creation and performance. And we are just the Dublin chapter of this global movement. There are more than 100 cities around the world that do this. And the origin of the movement actually is pretty much linked to the Riot Girl movement as well, although it started later. Because it originated 18 years ago in Portland, which is not that far from Olympia, where the Riot Girl movement started. And some of the bands that were inspired by the Riot Girl movement, like Sleater-Kinney, that started maybe a few years after the movement was not that active anymore, were among the first supporters of the Girls Rock Camp movement. That's the name of the movement. And what we do is... it's very similar to what many other cities around the world, like in the US, in Africa, in Asia, and in Europe, do. And it's all focused on trying to create a safe space for self-identifying women, young women, or also non-binary folks that want to use music as a way of expression and of exploration. Yeah. And we just want to create a space where they can do it without being in competition or without being compared to guys, because, you know, when you are a minority, you're outnumbered, your experience is very different from the majority, and it's best to be helped in a way.
Yes, if you're, particularly if you feel you have to stay at the back and not come up the front, as encouraged by the Riot Girl movement. Electric Lady Jam Big Band Workshop then is what's going to happen on Sunday, Bridie, and I think you'll be part of this. What we're looking is, you're aiming to pull a band to... together, which will either perform with you or be the support band on the day then subsequently. So what are you looking for in the ideal band to perform with you? What are the aspects you'd be watching out for?
Well, to be honest, I don't sadly get to choose those people. I'm going to be involved in there's a talk after the workshop with Aoife Woodlock of Other Voices, me, and I think there's a poet as well called Sasha Turfus, who's going to be speaking as well, and we're going to talk to those people from the workshop, I guess, before the gig. So it'll be a surprise for me.
I have no idea
who's going to be
obviously, you're not going to be there saying, no, not them.
I'm not going to be Simon Cowell of the day, sadly.
But, if in your head, if you were looking for the ideal band to support you, what is that ideal band? What would you have in your mind?
Just young girls that are passionate of, like, in this... scenario, and in any scenario, honestly, we love like being able to support young kids in bands, because like if I wouldn't be where I am if people didn't support me, who was a young person trying to be in a band, couldn't find one, went solo.
Who were the supports for you? Who were the people that, you know, maybe whispered in the ear or pushed you forward?
Aoife Woodlock, actually, from Other Voices. I'm so glad to be able to talk to her on Sunday, because I have a long history with her, and she was one of the people, her and Philip King, to put me on Other Voices when I was really young. That was like my first big thing when I was like 15 or 16. And after that, I've had so many amazing people support me throughout the way. Bono recently, big guy, being helpful. So, yeah, I mean, it's always good to pay it back as well.
And what are the big stumbling blocks then? You mean, because obviously you had that support and you have a very well established career now at this point. What have the biggest challenges been along the road to where you are now?
That's a huge question. Mm. I think honestly, self doubt is something I think has been the hardest struggle to kind of understand or overcome, because it's so easy to doubt yourself, and just learning to trust in myself was the best at fixing that issue, and continually reminding myself that I'm not awful at everything I do.
Yeah, and I guess self-doubt, all the support in the world won't necessarily get you past
it, doesn't.
You kind of have to do that yourself, don't
you? It's all internal, I guess, for the most part.
Mm. And would you say you're in a reasonably happy place regarding that now?
Yeah, I'm in a really happy place. I feel very lucky to be within a music community of people that support each other. Especially, we recently toured with a band called Pillow Queens from Dublin, And people like that, to know other girls in music who've who are experiencing the same things as you, and to create that support system, has been a very powerful thing the past year for me.
Dublin City Libraries are also involved, Rosella, and this is in terms of an instrument, literally an instrument lending library, which is very useful for people who maybe think, I want to do something, but I don't even have an instrument to do what I want.
Yes, so they're involved with Girls Rock Dublin, and in the sense that they're housing our gear that has been donated by many supporters of what we do. And The 20th of September, the night of the culture night, we're going to launch this service, which is our way to give back to the community and hopefully facilitate access to playing music for teenagers who cannot afford it, or for many other reasons don't have an instrument of their own. So basically, through the booking system of the Dublin City Library, any teenager who's a member of the library can go and book one of our instruments, so electric guitars, amplifiers, synthesizers, and basses, and hopefully soon drums, because we don't have the space to house drums yet, so we cannot have them. But anyway, they can take them as if it was a book, so for 3 weeks, and they can renew for two more times, so 9 weeks in total.
Wow, that's quite a facility to have at your disposal.
And we have pedal effects, we will have audio interfaces, so we're really hoping to expand the gear list that we have at the moment. So we're really, really thankful to the Dublin City Libraries.
The young ones today are so proud, they have it so easy, don't they?
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, that is a phenomenal facility.
Yeah.
By the way, just on Sunday, the event, is it too late to be part of that now? Are all of those who are going to take part in the workshops already chosen?
Well, so it's a whole day event, right?
Yeah.
And there are three moments. The first is the workshop with us, and it's fully booked. And the workshop takes place in the morning, and it's when we will kind of get together 10 girls who will create this Electric Lady Jam big band.
All right.
That will be the support act for Soak later.
So
after
excited.
That, yeah, me too. After that, at 2 p.m., there is the talk that Soak is going to guest. And there are still places for the talk.
So you can go to the talk at 2 o'clock. It's free.
It's free. You need to register.
And the gig later on, you need to register where? Finchfest.com, is it?
Yes, or you can write to girlsrockdublin@gmail.com and we can forward your contact. And then, most important, like the most fun part is the gig. So it's an all ages gig, which is very rare. So I would encourage everybody who normally would not be allowed into a music
and
venue
we don't
to
do
come.
All age gigs for often either. So,
so the gig is on at 4 p.m. in the Lear Academy in Pierce Street. And there are still a few tickets. And I would really, really encourage to come, because you will see the 10-piece band, crazy band that will come together in the morning. You will see Soak, and you will also see Sasha Terfus.
All right, so that's Rosella Bottone and Soak, Bridie Munts. The name has gone out of my head. Watson speaking to us again this evening. Play Like a Riot Girl will be at the Lear Academy, as Rosella just told us, Dublin this Sunday, as part of the Dublin Fringe Festival. And you can find out full details on fringefest.com.